Hello, my name is Kira, and I am the Bonfire Bruja. Thank you for joining me this week as we get into another conversation about witchcraft, magic, and invoking your personal power. I'm going to go get the fire lit, take a seat, relax, and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring here today. Hello, I hope everyone is doing well. We're just going to jump into this week's episode. I know I sound like an absolute frog at the moment. Unfortunately, I have had a head cold for the past couple days, and I'm just starting to recover. But that's neither here nor there. We are discussing Mabon this week, the second of the three harvest festivals within the year. Starts on Monday the 20th. And goes until about the 22nd or the 23rd, depending on which resource you're tapping. Now, the reason Mabon sounds so familiar is because we also have another name for it, and that's the fall equinox, or just fall. We finally hit my favorite time of year. I'm a September baby, and this is what does it for me. Now, with Mabon being the second of the harvest festivals, this is the one that's a little bit more, in my personal opinion, a little bit more fruitful. This is the one with the most abundance. This is also the time of year that we've seen the iconography associated with Mabon and the autumnal equinox since we were kids. But I'll get to that in a second. For the fall equinox, if you remember and think back to spring, the spring equinox is the first time in the calendar year when the sun and the moon, day and night, are the same length. It's an equal duration. This is the second time that's happening. The autumnal equinox is usually slated for the 21st of September. That's the calendar that we go by, is September 21st, which would be this coming Tuesday, I believe, if I remember correctly. But back to Mabon and the iconography. Celebrating for Mabon is actually fairly easy. As I said, since we were kids, we've seen everything that and every way you should decorate for Mabon because pretty much everyone does it. This is the time of year when apples and their imagery come into play. There's apple festivals because apples are ripe for the picking at this time. This is one of those harvest times for apples. For pumpkins, it's the starting season for all pumpkin picking. And then we also have the colors of fall. The reds, which the fiery reds, meaning passion, love, lust, depending on what you are working with in colors. There's also orange and yellows. And we do get gold because we're honoring the limitations of the sun at this time. The sun is starting to go away, and we start bringing in the more worship of moon and to the end of things. So this is the last festival before we end the year, and we walk into winter. We are heading towards the end of our year. Now, I know I'm doing this quickly because, again, my head cold is making me sound lovely at the moment. How do you celebrate for Mabon? Well, there's a few different options. You can choose to solely celebrate the autumnal equinox on the 21st and just honor the equal parts of day and night because the days are going to get shorter. Appreciate the sun. Thank her for all she's given. And then appreciate the moon and how sometimes just a little bit of moonlight illuminates the darkness. You can go so far as to cook a feast, which I love to do during the Sabbath celebrations. Feasts at this time, think fall food, a hearty beef stew. Not that difficult to make, especially when you're utilizing root vegetables, which are, again, harvest around this time of the year. Carrots, potatoes, squashes. Oh, I love squash. Things of that nature, and then beef. You can also do roast chicken, which is always great in the fall time and brings kind of this iconic idea of family dinners together, if you want to go so far as to celebrate with the family and include them in your celebrations. Again, using a lot of root vegetables. And of course, for dessert, what better way to celebrate than making an apple pie? Apple pie, this time of year, is perfect because you have plenty of apples to choose from. During the rest of the year, yes, you can get apples. They don't taste as good because they're not, that's not when they're supposed to be harvested. This is the time for that. So with that being said, I'm going to leave you. I hope you all have a beautiful weekend. And don't forget to do everything in your power to craft a bewitching lifestyle for yourself. I'll see you all next week.
You want to be more involved in the Bonfire Bruja community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Bruja, Bruja, or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebruja.com.